Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. This is Let's Talk Pella, and we're sitting down with Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. And we're talking about the city council meeting that was a little bit earlier this week. As usual, Mike, I'd just like to thank you for sitting down and explaining these things to us.
Evan, once again, thanks for having me here today.
And so the city council meeting was on Tuesday. There were quite a few items discussed. There were some steps taken in ongoing projects. First and foremost, the sports park project took a pretty big step forward at the last meeting. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
The action the council took this week as far as the sports park is they approved an assignment of real estate contracts between Fields of Our Future and the property owners where the proposed sports park is to be located at. And for the listeners out there, in case they may not be aware of, but the Pella Sports Park is proposed to be located on 105 acres. The just north of Old Highway 163, and I think generally speaking, the easiest way to find it is if you go out on Old Highway 163, it is just north of the Skyline Ready Mix plant. Council approved the real estate assignments over to the city, which means the city will be buying the property. And as we said, the total property is about 105 acres. Evan, the survey cost, well, actually, before we get to the survey cost, as far as the purchase price, generally speaking, when you average the cost between the two properties, it's right around $15,200 per acre. And the important takeaway on this is the city's share of the land cost is about 42% of the overall total. Our contract, our agreement, our partnership with Fields of Our Future for the Pella Sports Park, under that agreement, Fields of Our Future will be paying about 58% of the cost of the real estate and the total project cost as well. So with that, Evan, we simply approved the real estate assignment, which means the city will be purchasing the property, and roughly 42% of the cost of the property acquisition will be the city of Pella's.
And that property acquisition takes into account the fact that the sports park project has an expansion plan over time, you know, as it sees more use and other needs and so on. So initially, there will be some free space on that land, and the sports park will be allowed to grow without additional land buys in the future.
Absolutely. That was the intent, and as far as the long-term planning of the project, Evan, 105 acres is intended to cover the city's foreseeable needs for athletic fields and to make sure that, as far as future expansion plans, it happens in a central location as well. And so that was the purpose of buying 105 acres initially. But initially, the phase one development for the Pella Sports Park will be much less in scope than 105 acres.
Moving on, there's, of course, we've been talking a lot about the electric utility. At this point, the official changeover to Missouri River has happened contractually, and as part of that, there was an electrical energy cost adjustment passed by the council. Could you tell us a little bit more about that and what it means?
You bet, Evan. What council did this week as far as electric rates, they approved interim rates for the electric utility. And take a step back, as you stated, the city's contract with Missouri River Energy Services as far as the full requirements side of things started on April 1st of this month. And generally speaking, in the electric utility industry, anytime you change power sources, it's always good practice to undergo what's called a cost of service study for the utility. And what the cost of service study does is its intent is to design electrical rate structure that matches the city's cost in providing electrical services to the individual rate customers. Unfortunately, at this time, Evan, we have not been able to complete the final cost of service study for the city. We anticipate that will be later this summer. And as a result, the city is not in a position to adopt those new electrical rates to reflect the city's cost of service under the Missouri River Energy Services mode of delivery for the utility. So what the council did on Tuesday night of this week is they approved an interim rate specifically with energy cost adjustment. Now, what the energy cost adjustment is it's a component of the current rates that were established in 2004. And quite simply, Evan, what the purpose of the energy cost adjustment is to allow automatic either rate increases or rate decreases for items that the city has very little control over. With the large component of that being power supply costs, cost of coal, fuel, and et cetera. In 2004, the energy cost adjustment was set at a base at 3.2 cents per kilowatt hour. Over the past, I'd say, 4 years, that energy cost adjustment has ranged between a penny and a half and approximately 2 cents. This year, however, due to escalating power cost, what we've seen is that the ECA, or the energy cost adjustment, has shot upwards to 3 cents per kilowatt hour. What the council did on Tuesday night is they approved interim rates, and they'd be starting with the bills that will be due to the city of Pella on April 20th, and they established a maximum for the energy cost adjustment of 2 cents. So it will be an immediate rate reduction. for all of the city's electrical rate customers, starting with the April billings that are due to the city on April 20th. And this new rate structure will continue on until the city adopts its formal final rates for the Missouri River Energy Services power supply costs, which we anticipate should be later this summer or potentially early fall.
All righty. And, of course, there are lots of other things going on with the electric utility, various projects over the next several years, and I'm sure we'll be talking more about those. The final thing I'd like to touch on is after you guys met in closed session to discuss union negotiations, you have come to terms for another year-long contract similar to last year's. Could you tell us a little bit about those terms with the Public Works Department and the Electric Department?
Absolutely, Evan. And as you said, what the City Council did is they approved a tentative agreement with both the Electric Union and also the Public Works Union. And it's important for the listeners to understand when we talk about union contracts, approximately 50% of the city's workforce is represented by either the Public Works Union or the Electric Union. And the contract that the tentative agreement that the council approved on Tuesday night was a one-year contract with both unions. And as far as the wage adjustments, they also included a 2% wage adjustment for both unions. Now, it's important for the listeners to understand that as far as the wage adjustments, it's really determined by what goes on in the marketplace. Throughout Iowa, settlements have ranged between 1.9% and 2.1%, with most settlements coming in right at 2%. And it's important for listeners to also understand that if there's not an agreement with either one of the unions, the city is required to go to binding arbitration in which a neutral arbitrator will decide the appropriate wage level increases for the union employees. And what they look at is comparable settlements over Iowa, which have been right at 2%. And so from the city standpoint, what was approved was a one-year contract, a 2% wage increase for the union employees, which is very comparable to a lot of communities in Iowa. As far as the total cost to the city, it's estimated to cost right around $31,000 for the city of Pella. So once again, the new union contract is scheduled to start on July 1st of this year.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, Mike.
Evan, once again, it's always a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me here today.
Once again, this has been Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your weather eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.